Day two of the Three Amigos Summit. I'm Matt Napolitano, Fox News. President Biden in Mexico City for a summit of North American leaders, meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau for bilateral talks.
There's a lot we're going to be talking about, including clean energy. We should be the clean energy powerhouse of the world. That's not hyperbole. I genuinely mean that.
Before the two are joined by Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador later today for talks in a joint press conference addressing a range of topics from immigration reform to economic partnerships. Republicans in Congress say they are just getting started after the majority in the House passed a rules package for the chamber Monday.
House Republicans are unified and united in our effort to implement our commitment to America to save this country.
House Republican Conference Chair Lee Stefanik, Fox Learning GOPers in the House will take up a bill to abolish the IRS, eliminate the national income tax, and replace it with a national consumption tax. California Congresswoman Katie Porter has announced her candidacy for the state's U.S. Senate seat currently held by Democrat Dianne Feinstein. This renews speculation that the 89-year-old Feinstein may not seek re-election for the seat that she has held since 1992. California continues to be battered by severe weather.
Roads are swamped, including the 101 freeway into Santa Barbara.
I had PTSD from the last one for a couple years, and it's just bringing it all back.
He's in Montecito amid numerous homes that are flooded with power outages from the Central Coast to the Sierras. Divers suspended the search for a 5-year-old boy swept up by floodwaters near San Luis Obispo. At least 14 people have died, with more lines of storms threatening more destruction across the Golden State.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, another atmospheric river storm is expected in California today, not anticipated to be as strong as Monday's. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
More human drug trials are being halted by the FDA.
The Food and Drug Administration is increasingly tapping the brakes on experimental medicines testing in people as drug companies make a bigger push into risky but less proven technologies. The Wall Street Journal finding last year the agency halted clinical trials for experimental drugs 747 times. From 2017 to 21, it was an average of 664 times each year, up from 557 each of the previous 5 years. Some analysts believe the uptick in pauses is likely due to new technologies requiring more time and effort from regulators, also to an increase in the number of new trials overall in recent years. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul is set to announce plans to invest $1 billion as part of a multi-year plan to address mental health care. Hochul will outline the plan for increased services during her State of the State address today. Meantime, in New York City, thousands of nurses are entering day two of their strike.
Nurses from both Montefiore Medical Center and Mount Sinai Hospital took to the streets after labor contract negotiations broke down early Monday morning. They were joined by the state's attorney, General Letitia James. She criticizes the lack of enforcement of a law that limits the number of patients per nurse. The Associated Press reports that as parties try to work out a deal, hospitals are postponing non-emergency surgeries, diverting ambulances to other medical centers, pulling in temporary staffers, and assigning administrators with nursing backgrounds to work in wards.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Negotiators say progress has been made to get nurses at Montefiore Bronx back on the job, despite rejecting a package that included a 19% pay raise on Monday. And big bucks up for grabs tonight. Another Mega Millions drawing. The jackpot stands at $1.1 billion. I'm Matt Napolitano. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.